So let's come into our practice this morning with intention to show up for ourselves, to be present as best we can. We're going to do a body scan, so setting yourself up in a posture that suits you for that, whether standing, sitting, or lying down. And making sure as you do so that the body feels comfortable, at ease. Letting go of any areas of tension. And just letting the body drop a little more into the earth. With a friendly awareness, connecting with the breathing and allowing for some nice full breaths. Allowing that each exhale can help us to soften and drop a little more fully into the support of the earth. Letting each contact point rest softly, deeply on the earth. And yet, keeping the attention alert, awake. And if there are any concerns about that, then you might care to have your eyes softly open. Otherwise, let them gently close. And taking a nice full breath. And then releasing the breath as we now shift our attention from the breathing into the body at the top of the head. Noticing the crown of the head, whatever sensations are there as they are. A friendly awareness that takes in the back and the sides of the head, the scalp, the hair. What can you feel here? A little tingling, pressure, itch, dryness, temperature. And then releasing that as we come into the ears and feeling the ears and just also letting the attention open into the hearing. And then letting that be, and bringing awareness into the forehead. What can you notice? Remembering with each body part, we dive in deeply with our awareness. We hold it for a while, And then we let it be. We move on to the next spot. And as attention wanders, we keep gently, kindly redirecting it back into the body, not to push away other experiences, but rather just to let them be. We can attend to them later if they're important. Moving from the forehead into the eyes, feeling this entire region between and around the eyes, the eyeballs, eyelids. And then into the nose and feeling the passage of air through the nostrils. Possibly noticing cool, dry air on the in-breath and warmer, moister air on the out-breath. And then sensing into the cheeks, the cheekbones, the muscles of the face. Lots we can feel here. Sensing into the mouth. Inside the mouth, the palate, the tongue, the gums, the teeth, and outside with the lips. Maybe a sense of taste. And then noticing the chin, the jaws, opening to any tension that might be here, letting it be known, felt, appreciated for what it is. Information. And before we move on from face and head, let's breathe in and out of the whole region and just feel it in its entirety. And on the out-breath, releasing it and coming into the front of the neck. And around the back, to the back of the neck. Feeling that juncture where the neck meets the scalp. Aware of any tension that may be hidden here. Remembering at any point any challenging sensations, you can let the breath help you out to deepen your awareness. Breathe with it, breathe into it, remembering you're not trying to fix it, but rather to deepen your awareness and to see what happens next with those challenging spots when we simply deepen awareness. And then coming into the shoulders, feeling the shoulder muscles all through the top of the back and into the shoulder joints, left and right. Can be challenging areas. Can we be with the body as it is, without preference that it be anything other than how it is? This is the mindfulness. And so the challenging spots are met with this bare attention, but also with great compassion, because we all struggle in our bodies. And letting your awareness go from the shoulders to down to the elbows on each side. You can do left and right or do them together as you will. And feeling the elbows and down through the forearms to the wrists, left and right. Sense of the skin, perhaps beneath that, the muscles. Perhaps even too a sense of the hardness of the bones. The gentle pulsations at the wrists. And then letting the awareness come into the hands. Take your time here, a lot to feel. Noticing palms of the hands and backs of the hands. And then sensing into the fingers and thumbs. Letting the breath deepen our attention, breathing down the arms to the fingertips. And on an exhale, let's release that and come right back up to the shoulders and letting the attention move down the back into from the shoulders and into the shoulder blades. Noticing how they move with breathing. Feeling the release with each out breath as we move down the back. Feeling the ribs, the spine, the muscles. Traveling down the back to the waist region. And down into the low back. You can feel the breath here, but if there's a little extra tension, perhaps breathing into this region, deepening awareness, letting things be as they are, with kindness and care. And gently releasing that region, coming into the chest region. In the chest region, we can feel, of course, the breathing, movements up the chest wall. We can also perhaps even feel the heartbeat. And then down into the abdomen. Along with that rising and falling of the belly, you might feel a little bit of the pulsation that's coming from the heart, the aorta. It's possible. Also through the belly and the chest, we can feel sensations that are really more about emotions or moods that are happening for us. Can we open to that as well? With kindness, with care. Noticing how sensations change. they move. Nothing lasts forever. And then coming into the pelvic region, feeling the pelvic bones, the hip joints, the sitting bones, the buttocks, the genitals, bringing the breath in again, breathing all the way down the torso to the pelvic region, feeling it in its wholeness. And then letting that be on the out-breath as we now take our attention into the thighs, both left and right. A sense of the sitting bones, the hip joints, the great muscles of the thighs. Breathing in and out of any challenging sensations. Letting go of the label pain and feeling any particulars that constitute that, stretching, pulling, pulsing, vibration, burning, noticing how the sensations change. And then coming into the knees. And then down the shins to the ankles. And then taking your attention into the feet, the tops of the feet. The soles of the feet. Then into the toes and the spaces between them. Letting the breath move down through the torso, down the legs to the toes and back again. And that sense of the breathing into extending down to the fingertips as well. Up to the top of the head. And resting here with breath and body together. Perhaps a sense of wholeness. Of feeling embodied and being much more than thoughts and emotions or any one particular sensation. A whole living, breathing body, like other living, breathing bodies. Supported by the earth and the air. Actually, a part of the earth and the air. And enjoying any benefits from this practice. Really enriching and absorbing them. That those benefits may move us into our day and our contact with one another and others with a little more peace, a little more wholeness. A little more groundedness.